If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Thursday here in the show, and you know what that means? We have a lot to talk about. Yes, we do. AEW has announced a stadium show for next year here in America. All in Texas. We're going to tell you about that, what that means for Wembley going forward. And I got a lot of information about the stadium event they are talking about running in Australia in 2025. So we'll tell you about all of these big shows upcoming. They just did a press conference talking about this. We got a press release about it as well. So we'll tell you about that as well as last night's Dynamite. Felt like a go-home show, but it's not. I guess it's the U.S. go-home show for Dynamite, as they will be in Cardiff next coming Wednesday for a big show. So we'll tell you about everything that happened on the Dynamite show last night. A lot of great video packages on that show, I can tell you that for sure. Also got notes on the Raw and NXT ratings from this past week. Latest on the G1, where we are in the playoffs, everything like that. And an update on the Capital Collision show, which is Friday, August 30th, Washington, D.C. Yes, Mercedes Moné is back for that show. We've got an opponent for her for the Strong Women's title and a bunch of other matches as well, including our own Tom Lawler teaming up with Fred Rosser to face Jarrell Nelson and Royce Isaacs. A lot of other news, the Dynamite Report, and plenty more. If you want to text us about any of this, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is the text message line, 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter/X. Subscribe today. It's a lot of fun. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, if we got news today. What was that noise?
That was the news alarm, apparently.
Oh, is that right? We got a news alarm
yes,
now?
Yes, we got wow. Breaking news.
Is that like the Lenny counter? The rumors of AEW running a stadium show in Texas have become a reality. As the promotion announced Thursday, they were bringing all in to the Lone Star State. Next year's all in will be Saturday, July 12th, Globe Life Field in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers of Major League Baseball play.
You remember that place. It's where they played this year's 2024 All-Star game that you checked out.
Yeah, sure, of course. It will be the first pro wrestling show ever held in that venue, and it will be the first ever stadium show in the United States, which is kind of weird because I thought that was Arthur Ashe, but that's what Tony claimed. Tony Khan claimed that. First ever stadium show in the U.S.
Well, in a freestanding building, the Arthur Ashe
Stadium. Arthur Ashe is literally called the Arthur Ashe Stadium.
But
that's
it's
literally
inside,
what it's called.
It's inside the Arthur Ashe United States Tennis Club, where there's plenty of stadiums inside of a stadium. This is their first stadium
it's
that sits alone as a stadium.
Called the Arthur Ashe Stadium. So, no, it's not their first stadium show in the U.S. But regardless, All In, All In this year is at Wembley. All In next year is in Arlington. And he claimed that All In 2026 would be back in London. But he didn't actually say Wembley. So it could be on a boat. A boat where Dave and I are doing our Q&A next weekend. I presume that 2026 London means Wembley, but I guess we'll find
sure?
out.
Sure, could it mean Craven Cottage?
We'll find out soon enough. So, yeah.
What do you think? 40,000 people, roundabouts, I guess, for baseball fit in that stadium. You could fit more in theory if you wanted, you know, to use the entire
Brother,
grounds and everything.
All I know is this. I look at the attendance of AEW shows of late. Mm-hmm. And this seems like a terrible idea.
It does.
However, clearly what they are trying to do is brand All In as their WrestleMania.
Yes, they are.
You know? And I was talking about this with Dave and some other people as well. So I'm watching that WWF Challenge in Primetime Wrestling, the build to Mania 3. And, you know, we got to January. We got to the first week of January. We got to the second week of January. And I'm like, they haven't even announced this Silverdome show yet. It's the second week of January. And literally, like, the third week of January, Gorilla and Bobby are like, where's WrestleMania going to be? I don't know. I don't know where it's going to be. And then Bobby's like, I know where it's going to be. I got the scoop. Madison Square Garden. This is the third week of January. WrestleMania 3 was at the end of March, okay? So they finally make the announcement, like, the end of January, beginning of March. So they got, like, 6 weeks before WrestleMania 3, they sold 78,000 tickets. And, you know, Dave points out, well, you know, that's what they did back then. You know, they announced things, you know, they didn't announce a year in advance like they do now. Same thing, you know, they're announcing this show a year in advance. And it was also pointed out to me that, you know, back then, this is the whole key. They didn't announce WrestleMania because they hadn't shot the angle for Hogan and Andre yet. Back then, you sold tickets on the main event. What's the main event? Well, once they knew the main event was Hogan and Andre, put the tickets on sale. Which reminds me, by the way, another story. When I was a little kid, I would go to the Seattle Center Coliseum. And back then, if you wanted to buy a ticket, you had to go to the box office. Or I guess you could probably call a number or whatever. But if you were at the show, there was no internet, there was no cell phones, there was nothing like that. So you'd be sitting watching the show in 1987, 1988, and they'd announce, you know, we're going to be coming back in November, and this is the top of the card. So I'll never forget, I was sitting there watching the show, I don't remember what it was. It's actually in 100 Things WWE Fans Should Know and Do, because I went back and found the show. But anyway, they announce during intermission, we're going to be back November 22nd at the Seattle Center. We're going to be back November 22nd at the Seattle Center Coliseum for a great night of WWF action. Scheduled for the show, Coco Beware, as well as The Warlord, Demolition, and in the main event, the Canadian Earthquake will be facing Hulk Hogan. I swear to God, they yelled the name Hulk Hogan. Dudes leaped out of their seats. Grown men and women leaped out of their seats. They start sprinting to the box office to buy tickets for this show. I was like, oh my God. I was just, because I didn't like Hulk Hogan, but like these people sure did. But the point is, that's when you bought tickets. When you knew who was there, when you knew what the main event was, you bought your tickets. Well, now it ain't like that anymore. WrestleMania tickets are going to go on sale. The hell's the main event? We don't know. We can presume, but we don't know. It's sold on the name WrestleMania. And so clearly, the point of all of this frivolity is they want to brand All In as WrestleMania. They announce it a year in advance. Everybody buys their tickets. That's the one thing that, like, I think they figure every year we're going to sell 50,000 to All In. Will they do it? I don't know. But they're going to try. Which brings me to what we talked about yesterday. The idea of AEW running a stadium in Australia. So I have a buddy in Australia, and this is not just some random person who is there. This person works in live events. This person works in, they're a big fan of AEW. They follow WWE, and this is what they had to say about this. And this is kind of long. They didn't want work in management for a national TV and radio network, so they didn't want their name out there, obviously. But they said, while AEW airs on ESPN in Australia, it isn't the powerhouse channel that it is here in America. Since beginning on ESPN in February 2023, Dynamite, which is frequently preempted for live sports, has only charted in the top 20 on Foxtel once, June 8, 2023. It came in 20th with 20,000 viewers. It's typical for Thursday programming is around 18, 19, 20 to draw 20,000 or so viewers. This indicates the usual number is below 20,000 viewers. This is your Australian viewership of AEW. There's an argument being made the majority of AEW viewership in Australia is on Triller. Subscriber numbers are not readily available to a micro level, but when you consider that before it was broken up, WWE Network had 389,000 non-American subscribers, it would indicate that even WWE was not getting big numbers in Australia for their OTT services. Based on Observer reporting of worldwide AEW pay-per-view buys across all platforms, averaging 150, and Dave's breakdown of two-thirds in North America and one-third in the rest of the world, we can ascertain there are a couple of thousand of Australians going the extra step of their Triller and paying for pay-per-views. You could reverse engineer those into those just paying for the subscription to watch the TV programming. I would suggest it had come close to maybe 10,000. Outside of WWE, the history of touring wrestling isn't at the level of stadium shows. Global Warning in 2002 drew 50,000 in a 55,000-seat stadium. It's the first time in 20 years with Rock and Hogan advertised. Super Showdown drew a legit 62,000 in a 105,000-seat stadium. Elimination Chamber drew a shoot 47,000 in a 65,000-seat stadium. Annual WWE tours draw between 9 and 12,000. NXT drew 5,000 in Melbourne. New Japan with Cody, the Bucks, Omega and Okada drew 1,000 in Sydney and Melbourne. Hogan's first-time tour here drew 3,500 in a 15,000-seat arena. Bret Hart's show at StarCast drew 1,400. So, he's quite skeptical, and he's got more after the break, Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So one other quick thing here. He says Wembley is being used as a comparison and that there were doubters there, and this is just the same thing. People will fly in. Western Europe, however, is a one-hour flight away from London. Our nearest major neighbors are in Asia, 8 hours away. They don't fly in mass for WWE, and they won't for AEW, not to mention that just the UK itself has three times the population of Australia. Also worth noting, WWE has an Australian office, street presence, elite PR, active social media, decades worth of brand building. I don't see AEW with minimal brand cash, no PR presence, and low-rated programming doing 40,000 or whatever. And he makes it clear he's a big fan of AEW. He just doesn't think that you're going to do huge numbers running a stadium show in Australia at this point. And it's tough because, dude, next week they're in Cardiff, right?
Yeah.
The week after, they're in the Chicago market, Champaign, Illinois. 1,000 tickets sold. 1,005, according to WrestleTix. And the building is set up for 1,800 for Dynamite. The Dynamite after All In and just prior to All Out. So they're having a rough time selling tickets, dude. I wish them all the best, but I don't know, man. It's tough.
I know. And look, it's not to rewind it all the way back. WrestleMania 3 was more the norm, but it's not like they didn't hype shows months in advance. If you go back and watch Crockett right now from 1984 while it's still up on the WWE Network, they're hyping up Starrcade. So it did happen, although you're exactly right. The main event sold the tickets. And at house shows, I remember we used to time right before intermission, we would find out, okay, what was going to be the match, and we'd bail on that match and then go be near the box office because that was the way you got the best tickets at the time. It was a mad dash for those, and then, you know, you would call on the phone or however else you would get them down the line. I think they get 40,000 people in Dallas. I'm not going to say I don't think they have a problem doing that, but I think at least for this time, they do it because it is going to be their biggest show. It will be hyped like WrestleMania. If that can't galvanize the traveling AEW fan base and galvanize them that the big show that has been in Wembley for the last 2 years is coming to America, hey, you know, then nothing will. So hopefully for their sake, they're able to do that. When it comes to Australia, I don't get it. And I didn't get it before what you just said there. And after you said it, I understand it even less. I don't know why they're doing that. And this is another thing to a side piece to this that is more for Brandon Thurston to talk about on WrestleNomics. But they did that residency in Arlington, Texas, and it's not like they weren't doing it for a reason. And they have 2 years of Wembley and 2 years of that show to sell and to put their best foot forward on selling the city of Dallas and the city of Arlington as to why they should get tax breaks and all the breaks in the world for running this show. So what I can also see is, much like WrestleMania, that has basically turned its head, even though it's tried to do things to hurt WrestleCon and to hurt the GCW weekends, as time has gone on, they've started to embrace that because it's become something that they can sell to the cities that, yeah, we're going to fill up all your hotel rooms because it's not just us. We're going to get all of these other people in here, too, that are going to drive dollars. And that's obviously, or at least to me, that seems to be what AEW wants to start doing here.
All right, the G1. Four wrestlers remain. Tournament playoffs are beginning. Shingo and Yota Tsuji secured their spots in the semifinals. Takagi beat Great Okan. Tsuji beat Takeshita, who is out of the semis. And both semifinal matches are taking place Saturday. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Takagi and David Finlay versus Tsuji. And then Sabre and Finlay won their respective blocks. And then the G1 winner will challenge for the title at the Wrestle Kingdom show. Looks like it is going to be Zach after all, which is what we all thought.
Not necessarily.
Guess it's possible.
Look,
Could be Yoda Tsuji.
You could do, look, if I think this is going to lead up to Naito losing the title at the Dome against no matter who it is.
He's got to lose that title, brother.
I know, but you could build to me, if you wanted to go with Shingo and Tsuji in the finals, that way you have an LIJ member that's staring down an injured Naito. You have Naito, all of his losses in the G1 that he may have to defend the title against those guys he lost against. I think you could tell a story that way. To me, it's either Tsuji or it's Zack Sabre Jr. I mean, either way you could tell the story. It's just, I don't know, ZSJ winning on January 4th at the Dome, if they decide to wait that long, to me, that's probably a spot better served for Tsuji, who you want to push as part of this new generation of guys with Umino and Uemura and Narita and all these other guys. So I think that would be the way to go, although I would love to see Zach with the title.
You know, this Naito, I mean, it's, they do a lot of very patterned booking. You know what I'm saying?
Some bad stuff, too.
I'd shake it all up, brother. Bunch of people beat Naito in this G1. And apparently he's claimed he's going to defend against all of them. One of them should just beat him and win that title. Zach can face that person or whoever wins.
Well, I wish your buddy would step aside.
Tokyo Dome.
I know how partial you've been to Ghetto. I tried to say, could you kindly step aside during the COVID era? And he hasn't. And it's not like everything is all a disaster area over there, but it's not what it should be. And those quote-unquote young guys who have really aged rapidly, Takeshita's, you know, as young as some of those young guys that they're trying to push over right now. I mean, they really need a change. They really need a pair of new eyes. It's not like Ghetto should be murdered and slaughtered and drug out of there already, but somebody has got to shake things up a little bit when it comes to their booking, and now would be the perfect time.
You put that title on the Great Okan. Then we have Zack Sabre Jr. versus the Great Okan headlining the Tokyo Dome on January 4th.
You know, one of the smartest things New Japan did way back when they were trying to figure things out and come up with opponents for Tanahashi and Nakamura was completely reimagine the Togi Makabe and him becoming the monster that he became. And he got a run with the IWGP title. Great Okan is actually a really good wrestler, and the fact is he's had to do is be a gimmick, and he's been great at it. But if you want to make him a little more serious and make him a threat, you could do that, and frankly, they could use that. Look, they needed to make Hanare a threat. They've done that. They've done some things with some other people. Make Okan not just the comic relief. There's enough BS comic relief there.
All right, a couple of notes. We talked about, I think, the Raw. Did we talk about the Raw rating yesterday?
I think we did.
We probably did. Raw did well with no Olympics. They were up to whenever. Maybe I didn't talk about it. Maybe I deleted it. Maybe I didn't care. But anyway, NXT.
It did good and stuff.
NXT with no Olympic competition. 617,000 viewers in a 0.17. The viewership's up 15% from Sci-Fi, and the 18 to 49 was up, but I could not say that these are like great numbers. And I really liked the NXT show, so that's too bad. But you know, they did grow in the overrun, because the overrun is just worked right into the schedule of NXT. NXT is a 2-hour and 9-minute show every week, and so their overrun grew.
It grew, you said.
Wasn't something that got cut off, and most people didn't see it.
How about that?
Yes. Yes. All right, Mercedes Moné will be facing Momo Watanabe for the New Japan Strong Women's title at Capital Collision.
Watanabe.
Which is coming up August 25th on pay-per-view. Also on that show, Gabe Kidd versus Lio Rush for the Strong Openweight title. Man, poor Lio Rush.
That's cool, though. Oh, God, that's
poor
guy. Be cool.
TMDK versus Hechicero and Virus for the New Japan Strong tag titles. What?
Yeah.
Then we've got number one contenders match for the tag team titles. Rob Eagles and Bad Dude Tito versus the Grizzled Young Vets versus Tanahashi and Ishii.
It's wild.
Zack Sabre Jr. versus Titan. Filthy and Fred Rosser versus Jarrell Nelson and Royce Isaacs. Trish Adora versus Hinako and Hiromu Takahashi versus Mustafa Ali. That is quite a lineup.
I say, not bad, is it?
That is a wacky lineup right there. How about that? But that's coming up on Friday, August 30th in Washington, D.C. Wonder how that show's doing. See if WrestleTix has got that up. Capital Collision. I haven't gone to Washington, D.C. since I was a youngster.
Why don't you come for the cherry blossom week? You'd like that. Japan. Kids would like that.
Capital Collision update. 1,400. Not spectacular. They're set up for 2,500. So they still got 1,100 tickets left. We'll see if Mercedes sells tickets. That's what we'll actually see, because they announced her opponent here today.
And DC's been good for them. That's why they keep going back there like that at that time of year. So, you know, again, they could use it right now. So I don't know. Maybe I would actually tease an appearance that Britt Baker might come kill her as well, too. Just throw everything
you
can
funny?
At it.
You know what's funny is I was looking back at the ticket sales, and granted, there were a lot of things that happened all at the same time. But you know that week that they announced Britt Baker and Mercedes at Wembley? They sold a lot of tickets. They sold like 2,500 tickets for Wembley. And like the week before, they'd sold like, I don't know, 500 or something like that.
Brian, well, Pittsburgh is not that far from D.C. She can grab a commuter or make an easy drive.
I'm pretty sure the feud's going to be over at All In would
be
my guess.
But I'm saying, you know, again, if you wanted to do something, there it is. Or you wanted to do something with some of those people. There's a lot of people who live in that area who work or, you know, are associated with AEW. Stir something up at some of these New Japan shows.
All right, back in a moment with the Dynamite Notes Observer Live. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try.
Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Back to school season is here, and the only thing more stressful than keeping track of what my kids need is keeping track of how much I'm spending. Luckily, the back to school deals at Kohl's made it easy as ABC. I found backpacks and lunch bags for 25% off and bands for 40% off. Also, with their buy more, save more offer, I saved $10 when I spent $50. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So when it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end August 18th. Coupons do not apply to vans. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now. right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And a lot to talk about from Dynamite last night. I will say that I think the best thing about the show was actually all of the video packages. That's not usually something they do a lot of, but they had a lot of video packages for the show. They had one for the MJF, Michael Oku, Will Ospreay match from this past weekend, and a Will Ospreay MJF video package for Wembley. I think it was awesome. Awesome video package. Thought it was just great. And then I was not as blown away by the Mariah May. They advertised a Mariah May music video.
Yeah.
And what it was a Mariah May promo with music in the background. I'm like, okay. She said it was time for Tony to burn. I'm just not into this whole, I don't know, man. We'll see. They did bring back.
They should have done this a week ago, you know, with this video. And the video's fine. They shouldn't have been having pull-aparts and putting hands on each other. They never should have done that for this. It should have been that crazy woman growing even more crazy to get her hands on this witch who keeps, you know, throwing it back in her face. And you could have done the picture. You could have done that angle coming up at Cardiff where it's Tony's almost got her. And I cannot wait till Saturday. I think they missed the boat with that, with this feud. I could be wrong. Maybe it doesn't matter at all, but I just think they did some missteps there.
I'll tell you my larger issue with this feud. Okay? Toni Storm is so popular, and she is so over, and I have not seen any evidence that Mariah May is over if she is not with Toni Storm. Every time Tony comes out for just like a match facing somebody else, it's like nobody is really all that into it until Tony shows up. Soon as Tony shows up, they go haywire, okay? So, well, what do we do now? What do we do after Wembley? I mean, obviously, Mina Shirakawa is going to be involved somehow. And my gut reaction is, well, without Tony, you know, if they move Tony on to something else, or maybe they'll feud for a while, which would be fine. But eventually, Mariah's got to be separated from Tony. Well, how do you get Mariah over without Tony? And you could link her up with Mina Shirakawa. But the problem is, everybody loves Mina Shirakawa. No one's going to want to boo her. So then you'll have that weird thing again where you're trying to push him as heels and everybody's cheering him, which is my other issue with this show, which is, you know, what they're doing with Swerve. And I said this weeks ago, and I got blowback, and I was right, okay? Swerve was a heel. Everybody wanted to cheer him. He kept working as a heel anyway. People kept wanting to cheer him. And they finally pulled the trigger, and they turned him full babyface. And it lasted like 6 weeks, and now he's back as a full heel again. And I had people trying to tell me he's not a heel, he's not a heel. Brother, last night, he told Bryan Danielson to bring his family to ringside so he could cripple him in front of his daughter. What are we doing here? We're still pretending this guy is not a heel. This was a total heel.
If he's not supposed to be, they're not doing it right.
Jiminy Christmas.
Look, and here's the only thing that you have going for you is at some point that Stardom tournament is going to end and Anna Jay can come back as a babyface with a monster push. Whether she needs to have one or not is to be determined, but like, they need her to do it because anybody that is up against Toni Storm, Deonna Purrazzo, I mean, how many people have a Serena Deeb, now Mariah May, it's hard to function in that universe and not get completely swallowed up. Mariah May was successful with it because she was tied into the story. But after this, is it Britt Baker? You know, can Jamie Hayter come back by then? I have no idea what exactly her timetable is for coming back. But like Tony and Mercedes, like you're going to have to keep a couple of women just at each other, because unfortunately for the rest of all the rest of the division, and Sky Blue may have been the closest one to try to break through, and she's hurt right now. There's nobody. Tony Storm and Britt Baker. And again, Tony Storm's a babyface. Like, that would be a match that people would care about and care about the feud through it. I don't know who else that there is out there.
Well, I will say that Swerve going back heel again after 6 weeks. In the end, you know what? It doesn't matter, because Bryan Danielson is the babyface, and Bryan Danielson is going to win the title at Wembley, and that will be that. And then we'll see what Swerve does afterwards, but they made it very clear on this show. He's putting his career on the line. He promises he will never wrestle again if he loses at Wembley. And his protege, Wheeler, was destroyed on this show. And now he's actually cut one of the best promos, and it wasn't on TV. It was one of those social media deals. So hopefully they show that at some point.
Yeah.
Not crossing my fingers. But anyway, he's really mad. He's mad now. And I will say that this is the best thing they did to get people interested in Swerve and Bryan Danielson was this show. And they had a great video package. It was, like, so great, but it was so weird because, like, it goes all the way back to his beginning days in Ring of Honor and all the way up through, you know, his recent run in AEW. But there's a mysterious 10 missing years because, of course, they were not going to get footage from WWE. But it was fun to see him, all of his Ring of Honor stuff and everything, years and years and years ago. And he's mad going into Wembley. So that was very good. Very good video package for Danielson. And then we had the Young Bucks versus the Acclaimed. And man, I know people always, they don't like the Young Bucks. You know, there's always heat, this or that, don't like them, whatever. They are such a fantastic tag team. Did you guys watch this match? This was the best Acclaimed match. I can't even remember the last Acclaimed match I saw that was this good. And it had a horrible finish because apparently, I mean, we won't know until Saturday, but it looks like we have two tag title feuds. The one for the six-man titles and the one for the tag titles are both going to end up exactly the same, where we have two number one contenders. They get screwed by the champions, and we get a three-way for the titles at Wembley because we've got a disqualification here. They announced that FTR and the Acclaimed will face off on Collision. The winners will face the Young Bucks at Wembley. And unless we're to believe that FTR or the Acclaimed aren't going to be on Wembley, or they're just going to toss them into that gauntlet match, I mean, the fact is, probably going to be 2 3-way matches here for those tag team titles.
Well, you do need to have 18, you know, pre-show matches, so there is that option as well, too, I guess. But who is in the six, the trios title mix? It's the House of Black, it's the Patriarchy, and who am I forgetting?
The House of Black, the Patriarchy, and the Bang Bang Gang.
Ah, yes, the Bang Bang Gang.
We got to have the return of Jay White at some point if he can. I heard he wasn't going to be out that long, so we'll see. Maybe he'll make it back for Wembley.
You can see the Acclaimed turning heel after losing to FTR. I don't know. Maybe helping the Young Bucks win at Wembley or something like that. It just seems to be that they've gone in more of a mode with the Acclaimed that they need to turn heel or they're going to be turning heel. And frankly, with the way they've been positioned, it would at least be something new for them. So I think it'll go in that direction. I don't want to see 2 3-ways on that show. You know what I mean? I just think that's overkill.
Well, we're going to get it probably.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's their WrestleMania. They got to get everybody on the show. But I will say one thing, which...
But you don't.
You don't, Brian. Yeah, you do.
If you have feuds...
They're going to.
If you have feuds
nope.
And things that build to that, you should.
We're going to get everyone on there.
I get it.
Wembley, dude.
That's what they do.
Now, I will say, I have positives and negatives for the Casino Gauntlet, okay? The positive to the Casino Gauntlet is
everybody gets on the show.
No.
Oh, at least 20 of them.
I think they should rename it the Casino Cluster. Because number one, it's not really, I mean, I guess it's sort of a gauntlet, but not really. But the thing about it is,
does Joey get to be 21?
It's a cluster. Two men start, and literally the rules are somebody enters at some point. They literally don't have intervals. It isn't like somebody enters every 90 seconds. It's just they come in when they come in, and then more people come in whenever. You don't know who's in it. You don't know how many people are in the back. It's just a cluster by design. So the thing was, the first time they did it, I absolutely hated it because they didn't explain anything. It was just like, what is going on? How many people are in this? And it was even more infuriating because you would expect the announcers to tell you, and the announcers were, how many more guys are coming out? I don't know. I don't know how many people are coming out. I don't know anything. Like, nobody knew anything. And so the first one, it felt like something out of TNA. Like, it was just complete chaos. Nobody knew what was going on. The rules weren't explained. So the second time, they explained that the reason there were no explanations is because there are none. That's it.
Because Tony Khan,
don't complain about it.
Storyline.
Two people are going to start, and maybe someone's going to get pinned and it'll be over. But if not, someone else is going to come out at some point. Someone else. And once it was like, there are no rules, it's just this is what's going to happen, then it was like, okay, I can enjoy this, all right? Now, here's the problem, however. Here's the problem. I think this is a fantastic match for television, okay? Fantastic.
Matt Menard taking his jacket off on
yes,
commentary.
Yes, I think this match is great on television. Love it, okay? But there's a problem with running it on pay-per-view. And I saw this on the board. On pay-per-view, you're paying money, but you don't know how many people are in it. You don't know who's in it. Like that Orange Cassidy, the three-way that they did where the winner gets to be number one, they didn't even specify. The announcer should have made very clear. It's not just for number one. Literally, the winner is the only one guaranteed to even be in the match. Because if the other two guys, if Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly are in the back, but the match, someone gets pinned before they go out, they're not even in the match. That's the rules. The match only goes until somebody is pinned. Someone says they did say that. Well, they should have made a bigger deal because I didn't hear it. But the point is this. Somebody on the board was like, oh, man, I can't wait for the gauntlet. Like, I can't wait for Moxley to come out in it. Now, listen, I can't tell you 100% that Moxley is not in the Casino Gauntlet match. But I'm pretty sure he's not on the show, okay? So if you're buying that show, excited to see Jon Moxley show up for that Casino Gauntlet, man, you're going to be sad. And there's going to be other guys. You're going to be waiting for this guy. You're going to be waiting. Ain't going to be in it. So I think it's a little harder to run it on pay-per-view because people are getting expectations about who's going to be in it. And I don't know if everyone's going to be in it, brother. I think you may be surprised.
Look, if your pre-show's 90 minutes, even if it's an hour, make it the last half hour. Just say, we don't know, we got standby matches waiting, or whatever it is, and do it that way. I don't want to see that on the pay-per-view. And if you're going to bring Jon Moxley back for this thing, who's been out for a while, if you're going to bring him back,
don't even get this one started.
Or whatever,
I don't think it's happening.
If you were, advertise him.
That's right.
It's crazy to do that otherwise.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission?
It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Again, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Somebody said, as long as Joey Janela gets an invite every year, fine. I actually have a great idea here. This is my long-term booking, okay?
All right.
Every year they got to be doing the Casino Gauntlet. They never tell you who's going to be in it. And in the middle of the gauntlet, you know, Excalibur, somebody has to go, my God, I've just received word. Joey Janela, he's in the back waiting for his number. But then, of course, the match ends before he ends up going out there.
Oh, Brian, no, I got a better one.
And you do it the next year, same thing. You do it the next year, the same thing. Mm. After about 3 years, he finally gets his number called. Place would go nuts. Yes.
Wrong. You can do that. Fine if you want to wait 3 years and do it. And let him get his number called. And as he's about to go out, all of a sudden, there's an eclipse of the sun, and he gets laid out by Omos, who is a free agent. And Omos takes his place. That's how you do it. That's storytelling at that level.
Please don't put that on your resume. Listen, everybody, we're out of time.
All on Omos. Come on.
But we will be back later on tonight with more.
Jericho, I do.
The Brian and Vinny Show. We have got AW NXT and plenty more. And you can check us out in all sorts of places. WrestlingObserver.com for the audio and the newsletters and the board and everything else. Apple Music for the podcasts. Apple Music has only the podcasts, $9.99. Video.f4wonline.com if you want the video. And we're working on Spotify right now. You can find us on Spotify.
Give Brian something else to have to deal with your complaints about.
Wrestling Observer Live's been going up there free this week. Don't get used to it, but listen to them now. They're up on Spotify.
Money.
Go follow us there. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.